stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's September 29th and we're back in the studio live. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Are you all here with us this morning?
Indeed.
Not just part of you, but the entire you.
I don't know, honestly. I feel slightly like horse shit this morning.
Why?
I don't know. You know, normally I don't really eat breakfast, and this morning I woke up starving.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have time to cook anything, not to mention I don't cook. So I just stopped at McDonald's, and I haven't been to McDonald's in like years.
Right.
And I just got like a sausage burrito thing.
Uh-huh.
And it just made me, I just feel horrible.
Good? Yeah, it makes you feel sick, huh?
It does.
Yeah.
And I forgot to order water, so when I already had paid, and when I got up to the second little stoop to pick up my food, I asked the guy really politely, can you please just give me some water in like a, you know, just a regular cup, just it doesn't have to be perfectly distilled water, whatever. And he just gave me such an attitude about it.
Really?
Oh, it was a huge deal. Like, this is this is so out of my way to pour some water in a cup for you. He did it, though.
Yeah, oh, so he did do it.
He did do it, but he made me feel like it was a big deal.
Yeah, very big deal, you know, get you some water.
I got so sad after that.
But isn't it amazing how bad that food is, you know? I mean,
I'm not going to lie.
You can feel it right away.
Sausage burrito is pretty damn good.
No, they taste good.
But afterwards, like my stomach, I seriously feel like I'm going to throw up. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not meant for nutrition, that food, you know?
Yeah.
It's just supposed to fill you up, and even that, it doesn't do very well.
Yeah. It did the job, but now I just feel like crap.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, do you usually eat breakfast?
No, I'm really, really bad. I'm such a hypocrite because I always say, you know, eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, which it is. It's so important.
It really is, but I never eat any.
I'm just never hungry until like 12 p.m.
Exactly, you know, and then you have coffee too. I don't know if you do, but I have coffee and it kills my appetite for a few hours.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
So I don't drink coffee at all.
You don't?
Never have. Never.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, well, good for you, you know. I mean, you don't need something to help you wake up.
Right, and it stains your teeth. That's like the reason I don't, honestly. Tea and coffee I stay away from because it seriously stains your teeth.
Yeah, but you can get whitening.
You know what? I learned recently, when you whiten your teeth, it kind of, each time you do it, it kind of takes some of the enamel off or something like that. It thins your teeth out.
Yeah.
So by the time you're young, you know, older, they're just really thin and soft and sensitive.
Are you sure about that? I mean, how do you know that? Did you work for a dentist or
something? I'm so positive. I know I'm a friend with a dentist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's always
saying... Because I thought it just opens up the pores in your teeth and then, you know, and then it closes them.
Well, again, once in a blue moon, it's totally fine. But there are people, you know, that do it quite often.
Really?
And honestly, I don't take my word... It's not for every source of teeth whitening. I'm talking like the strips that you can buy at like CVS that are like those, what are they called? The white strips.
Right.
That you put on like either once every day or once a week type thing.
Right.
Those are not good for you.
No, that's not very good. You want to get it from a dentist, you know?
Right.
I mean, it does cost a little bit, but it may be worth it.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well,
like
good reason not to.
Sorry, I'm like,
do you want a barf bag?
OMG. No, I'm good. I'm just sweating, but I'm good. Anyway, what else? I talked to my mom this morning.
Yeah, how cool. Where does she live?
They're in Maryland.
In Maryland?
Yeah, okay. My family's throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. But my immediate family lives in Maryland. And, Usually I talk to her quite often, but recently in the last few, I haven't talked to her at all, like in the last week, which is a long time for us.
Yeah.
So I get, that's another reason I'm so sad.
Why?
Because I talked to her this morning and I miss them so much.
Oh, wow.
I want to go visit.
When was the last time you went back?
August. Don't you love it?
I love it.
Yesterday.
You miss them so much.
Yeah. Well, I only, you know, since moving here to LA, because at first I was in New York, which is much closer to Maryland, I would go visiting them like often on the weekends, you know, just for a quick trip. Now I really just go see them twice a year, which, you know, that's rough. I'm still not used to it. I have to get used to it.
Yeah.
And the August trip was cut short. I ended up having to get back here sooner than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Christmas, I'm going, and I'm going for like 2 weeks.
Good for you.
I'm disappearing.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. But it's good that you're close with the family, you know?
Yeah. Well, my mom's always been like my best friend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
We're
cool.
very close. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And my dad, too. We're great, but we don't talk. My parents are together, but it's funny. Like, I honestly am not big into talking on the phone, period.
Right.
So my mom's really the only person that I can talk to on a regular basis that I enjoy, you
right.
know?
Uh-huh.
And my dad and I, we're the type that, you know, when we see each other in person, it's like we never left each other's presence, you know?
Right.
We get along great. We're buddies. But we never talk on
not
the phone.
Not much to say, huh?
Not on the phone, at least.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, what's up? His nickname's Scrappy Coco. From the Zohan? Did you ever see that with Adam Sandler?
Yeah, but I don't remember that name.
Scrappy Coco was his nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's what you call your dad now?
Yeah. That's what he calls himself.
Oh, he calls
How
himself
How dorky,
that.
Right? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you're close with the family. You
yeah.
know, some people are not, and that's sad. So, but yeah, you talk to them a lot. When I talk to my parents, I talk to them about once a week. They're in Israel.
Oh.
And it's always the same thing, saying the same things. How's it going?
Right.
What's the weather like? What's new? What did you do? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know?
What's up with the weather thing, though? It seems like it's, you know, the older you get, the weather is of such concern. Like, it's such an important topic. It's like, I could give a rat's ass what the weather is like in Maryland. I simply don't care. But
yeah.
every time I talk to somebody, it's like, well, it rained yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's the best small talk you can have is weather, you know?
I guess, but it's so weird. Yeah. Like, I just don't give a crap.
It really is.
Right?
You don't
about
give a crap.
Weather? Huh? Who cares? What about the, like, calling to Israel? Is that expensive? Or
no, not at all.
No?
Not at all, no. It used to be, you know, but it's not like that anymore. It's pennies.
Good.
Pennies. So, yeah. So that's pretty good. Last night we had a Rosh Hashanah dinner, which is the
oh, yeah.
New Year, the Jewish New Year.
How was it?
And it was fine.
Why wasn't I invited? Because I'm not Jewish.
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, you know, everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
If I'd known you wanted to come, I would have invited you. I didn't know.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
That's really
but it
cool.
was a nice meal, and my kids were there too, and the family, and it was cool.
It's yeah.
cool to get together with family sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned to you, I've actually been to like a Jewish-type gathering once before because I dated a guy and he was Jewish.
Right.
So I went and it was interesting. They had like a huge long table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guy I was dating, he never wore, what is it called?
The yarmulke.
Right. But, you know, at the table, all the guys had to put the yarmulke on.
Right.
I felt so awkward though because I was the only one that was not Jewish, you know? And there was some amazing food and we did this interesting prayer and we were like singing. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Up, 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 up.
So that was a long table. Did you guys, like, were they reading out of books and stuff
yes,
like
they
that?
Were. What
okay,
was it?
Okay, so that was Passover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This was recent. Well, it was like maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
In April. Usually
uh-huh.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I experienced
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so you ate all kinds of, like, weird food, too, in the beginning, right?
Really
like
good food.
The bitter herbs and things like that
yes.
in the beginning.
I love that stuff. I like interesting food. I love culture. That's why, like, I uh-huh. usually date guys that are from a different country or something. Because
yeah.
it introduces me to something new. And it's
That's true.
It's interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to food.
Yeah.
You know? Yummy, yummy. I
yeah.
love the food.
Yeah. So it depends. But it's obviously different from one family to another. But it's still, it's a nice holiday, you know, everybody
mm-hmm.
gets together and stuff. So.
Yeah, and you guys are so, I mean, truly, like, dedicated to your religion. This is why you guys are
Not
all
really.
So freaking rich.
Yeah.
No, it's like every Jewish guy I know is, like, loaded. Up
well,
in
I'm
Yin
the Yang. First one who's not.
Nah.
No. But, no, it's not, wait, you asked me before about the, what did you just
Brain
ask
fart.
Me about?
Well, about,
yeah.
I don't even know. It was the burrito, the McDonald's burrito. It's
yeah.
reacting to me. Well, no, just about guys being, being heavily into the religion.
Yeah,
Jews
exactly.
are very dedicated.
Exactly,
or?
Yeah. It's not necessarily true, you know. I mean, some people are really into the religion. I'm more like you. I don't really go to the temple, you know. I don't really practice anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But holidays are more like culture.
Sure.
You know, it's more like the heritage and the culture. Mm-hmm. And just like why we celebrate holidays here, you know. Not everybody that celebrates Easter goes to church and things like that, you know.
It's, right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, religion is, as I'm getting older, religion is not really meaningful to me.
Right.
I mean, to me, the I believe in God, you know, and I believe in this intelligent, powerful force out there. But, you know, I can't get into these rituals, you know.
That's interesting, though, that you said as you're getting older, you're less involved with it. Usually, like, from what I've noticed, the older you get, the more involved you get with religion.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Really? Like, oh yes. Tons of people I know. It's like when you're a kid or when you just don't care as much. And then as you get
older.
But
you're influenced by your parents at home and stuff, you know.
True. Growing up in the house.
Exactly.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then you take it with you and you kind of try and do what you did at home. But then you realize, why am I doing this?
That's true.
It doesn't speak to me at all. And, you know, just going through the motions is meaningless.
Sure. And but for some people it does. And, you know, good for them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, religion has helped people a lot. And you can't discount it. But at the same time, it's caused a lot of problems and a lot of wars, too. So
true. Yeah, lots of fights. Lots of angry situations from religion.
Yeah.
And just certain religions hating other religions or just not getting along and clashing with their beliefs.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why can't we just accept, you know, the way what we believe and just, you know, if that's what they want to believe, who, you know, it doesn't affect you personally, does it? Does it truly?
No, but you know what some religions tell you, that you're required to either convert other people or invite them to the religion.
I know. What is up with that? I always get knocks on the door of my house. And I don't know. I think it's just Christians, just in general, Christians that are always knocking on the house, you know, trying to convert you or saying, you know, there's a prayer meeting this time.
Yeah.
I don't get it, though. When you do it so often, it's like, what? I don't.
People feel so strongly about the religion that they believe they need to impose it on other people if they don't accept it. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Look at Muslim fundamentalists.
But that can be really insulting for other people. So, I mean,
obviously.
For me, too. Like, if I'm a free spirit and I'm, like, truly against whatever they're pitching, like, you do not want to knock on my house, you know?
Yeah.
I should, though. I really don't mind it, but my roommates probably do. I should put a sign up just saying, for all people that are trying to sell anything, because we always get people trying to sell shutters or, you know, roof stuff. Just a big sign saying, do not bother.
Yeah,
we don't
exactly.
care. You know? Go somewhere else.
Yeah, but they do it anyway because there's money in it. There's a lot of money in it.
Yeah,
this
but
home improvement deal, forget
true.
About it, man.
I can't imagine there being a salesperson. Like, it is not fun.
No, no, but they make a lot of money.
Yeah,
know,
but
so
it takes a really good salesperson to make a good, nice amount of money because when I see a salesperson pitching, doing their pitch, I just automatically am thinking in my head, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Yeah.
Skip to the point, what do I need to do, you know, how much is it going to be, because otherwise they, you know, build you up so much and then it's like, oh, and by the way, $500 for this and then another $1,000 for that.
I know, but you know, to which his own, I guess. But sometimes I wish I could be a good salesman, you know, because it really gets you far in life.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, many people tell me that I am. I don't see that, though, you know, because I don't like chasing people and bothering them. And
Well, and I think that's what a good salesman is, though. You shouldn't be chasing and chasing, you know?
Right.
You don't want to be bothersome to people.
Right.
So, yeah.
But you don't have a choice. You got to stay on top of it, too.
You have to be consistent, but it's all about doing it the right way. And it takes talent, I think, to do it the right way.
Right.
And to not, like, feel, you know, to not make people feel like you're desperate to trying to get something. And, you know, there's so much pressure involved and blah, blah, blah.
You deal with a lot of objections and, you know, rejection and that, so not just anybody can do it. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Exactly. I was actually at Whole Foods yesterday, one of my favorite grocery stores. Yummy. Anyway, there were two kids, I mean young adults, on the street outside Whole Foods pitching. Well, what they did is they screamed, "Ma'am, ma'am, do you believe in, you know, gay marriage, you know, equality for gay marriage?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah, I do." So I walk up to them. And, you know, they're telling me about this canvas for a cause organization, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, you know, they're pitching. I'm like, I don't really have much time, but honestly, I'm all about gay marriage. I support it. I will sign whatever you want. I will promote it even on, you know, LA Talk Radio, which I am right now. So that's what I did. But, you know, they're asking also for about $28 just for, like, some kind of donation. So anybody who is interested in donating, you can go to their website, canvasforacause.org. Here's the weird thing, though.
Yeah.
That kind of, I don't know, it's just a little bit weird, okay? Just a little bit. You know, the pitch was the gay marriage thing, and, you know, that's definitely what got my attention. But when I went to the website, there was not one damn thing about gay marriage.
Really?
Not one damn thing.
Wow.
It's just in general, like...
So what's it about?
Well, just getting involved and being involved in, like, I saw some stuff in regards to children, which also, you know, of course, you know, donating for children and their education and right. stuff like that. But I'm, like, anybody else, if you, you know, see anything about gay marriage, send it to me, because I'm not seeing it.
Well, but maybe they were just posing.
That's what I was thinking, though, but yeah. I don't want to give them a bad rap. I mean, they were really sweet, and I had a good little talk with them. Mm-hmm. And I do, you know, I'm all about helping out, and people should, you know, donate or do what you can, especially for the whole gay marriage thing. If you can, I mean, just sign a survey that helps, you know, make this make a solution out of this. Mm-hmm. Even that, you know, just any little bit counts. Whatever you can do.
Yeah, that's true. But I'd like to know where my $28 goes.
Sure. So. I know. I was like, shit. That just went in your pocket, you little brat. Seriously. And you know what, though? I know how that stuff works sometimes, though, because, like, one of my first jobs ever was working for a little magazine company. I can't even remember the name.
Yeah.
But it was total crap, honestly. You know, you go to colleges, and you're trying to sell. And I hate selling.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, you're going to colleges. You're trying to get people to sign these little surveys. And then you're asking, you know, anything helps. $1, $5, $10, whatever it is. And we'll give you a free one-year subscription or blah, blah, blah. It is such a lie, though.
Yeah.
Because then they bill you. You know, they just keep billing you. I felt so guilty doing that job. I lasted about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Typical, right? Stephanie Danielson, the 2 to 3 week girl. seriously, that's my nickname.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I just was kind of horse capped. So when I do meet people on the streets that are pushing something, I am a little cautious.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to end up homeless, giving every single person $28.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here you go. There you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about you, though? So, are you about gay marriage?
You know what? To me, it doesn't really matter personally. You know, it doesn't really affect me.
Well, because you're not gay, sure.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me. But at the same time, you know, if that's what they want, that's fine. You know, I mean, because if you don't give it to them, then it creates hatred and things like that. I think if you figure out how to treat them equally, there's more acceptance and understanding. And
we're all human. You know, we're all human. We like what we like. And you know what? Fuck anyone that has a problem with that. You know, my problem with it is, and a lot of people always would have complained to me because they're like, well, you don't even believe in marriage. Why are you pushing? Why are you pushing gay marriage?
Yeah.
It's not even about marriage. It's about equality, you know, having the same rights.
Right.
And I'm. Yeah. I have so many gay friends, and they all deserve to get married and to be happy just as much as I do, even if I don't fucking want to get married, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
But if they want to, they should be able to.
Yeah, exactly. Let them go through some of the problems that married people go through. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, it's like, why should we be the ones?
Yeah.
So, So, you know, I mean, look, I'm for giving people their rights, you know, let them do whatever they want to do. I don't really care.
Right.
So that's my opinion about it.
But, strong
opinion.
But
opinions, I don't oppose it. Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So, maybe the 2 to 3 week thing is also a problem with your dating, you know, because
no
that's
shit.
What it sounds like.
Well, what do you mean? Elaborate.
Well, what I'm saying is you probably get bored quickly.
Well, I do. That's with everything.
Yeah. So you get bored quickly and you dump them after 3 weeks. And then you wonder why you don't have a relationship.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I know. I get, you know, I mean, with me, it's like I get really excited in the beginning. And then as time wears on, I kind of like lose interest and stuff. I know what you mean. But I usually take more than 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. But that's only because, like, a lot of the time, guys will, when you are interested in a guy and they're interested in you, from my experience, we've tried to, like, see each other literally every possible minute we can.
Right.
And in those 2 to 3 weeks, when you're seeing each other like almost every day or every other day and talking on the phone and getting text messages, it's too much. And especially for me. So I know that's too much for me. So I'm sabotaging myself. I'm getting to know them too quickly.
Yeah.
You know? But you know, there's a guy currently That's really taking it slow. So we'll see. You never know.
How long has this one lasted?
Well, I mean, I'm not, you know, in a relationship with anyone right now. And neither, you know, neither are they. We are all on the same page here.
Okay, good.
I'm just kind of dating and seeing what happens. But the one guy, I think we've known each other for maybe like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Everything's so short, you know. Like, I want the day that you hear me say, oh, I've known him for a year and we've been... I wish I could say that. No. We've known each other for about probably 2 or 3 months, and we've been hanging out for a month and a half, but very, like, we're talking once a week or once every week and a half.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks.
Well, know. I feel sorry for the guy.
Why?
He probably wants to be with you a lot
no,
more than
he's
that.
The same, though. No,
really?
He isn't, though. That's
oh, okay.
That's what gets me to like the guy, though. That's the problem.
Okay. Because
then I'm like, shit, does this guy, like, is he the same as me? He has the same issues.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, I think twice a week is perfect, you know? This is going too slow for me.
Oh, this one's too slow.
This is too slow,
really?
In a way.
Wow.
But I think maybe that's a good
thing. So why didn't you pick up the pace, you know?
Well, if he doesn't want to pick up the pace, how am I supposed to pick up the pace? We're both busy. Our schedules are hard.
Wow. Well, good, good. So you think there's a future to it?
A future.
A short future.
Whatever. I don't know what future even means anymore, yeah. As far as when it comes to relationships or.
That's true. That's true. I mean, how would it be different 2 months from now than it is now?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, I suck at dating. I really don't know. But I think that's how long-term relationships develop. You just kind of chill out together and hang, you know, and then you know, and it continues, like, as opposed to dating heavily in the beginning and then it wearing off. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, clearly I'm not
good
at this.
Are you ready for a long-term relationship now?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, okay.
I am if it's the right person.
Mm.
I'm not the type of person that's going to say, oh, I absolutely am, I'm not trying to have a relationship anytime soon. Or, I mean, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Either way, whatevs, you know? Right now, my focus is on my career and just enjoying life.
Right.
And if I can share that with someone, great.
I see.
If not, whatever.
All right. Well, you heard her, guy.
I'm getting in so much trouble that I need to stop talking about one of the guys I talked about recently.
Yeah, he's listening.
Well,
he listens to the show.
Apparently, he listened to that show, the one that I was talking to him about, because he deleted me from Facebook.
Really?
Yes! Oh, well. I did send him a message. I'm like, dude, you cannot take anything too serious that I say on here, you know?
Yeah, it's radio. It's a show.
Yeah, it's a show. Yeah. It's just like reality. I mean, I might be making it a little more extreme than it is. I'm really, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I adore you. You're great. I mean, obviously, we're not compatible in a relationship. But, you know, we can hang.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel... But that's another reason why I was kind of down this morning.
Really? You felt bad?
Well, I saw that I was like, wow. I get really sympathetic because I think, God, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
I mean, it was just kind of harmless joking.
No, I mean, I told you that time when you were talking about it, I said, I feel sorry for the
guy.
I
know.
Man. I would feel like shit if someone talked like that about me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, then I feel bad. I feel bad. But it's not like...
Yeah. Look, but you didn't mention names
and
stuff.
I would never mention a name.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say anything too bad. I mean, I just said he was boring as hell. But I was exaggerating. Give me a break. I'm human. I make mistakes.
Yeah, if they can't handle it, you know, that's just it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say whatever the hell you want and, you know.
Yeah, it's rare. Most of my friends know how I am, you know,
right.
And so they don't really give a crap.
Right. But it also teaches you how to filter in the future, you know.
Oh,
you
trust me, I learned from that experience. Because I do. I definitely feel bad. And if you're listening now, I'm very sorry, Mr. Sexy Man.
Yeah, you're not boring anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, I need to shut up now. Moving on.
So sexy is not enough for you. You need to have interesting as well.
Oh, it's all about being interesting and humor.
Yeah.
I think that's with any girl. Honestly, usually I'm not attracted to pretty boys. And usually the prettier you are, the more sexy your appearance, exterior, physical appearance is, the more, like, I'm not attracted to you because of, I don't know. It's just, it
the
takes.
The inside is not
Yeah,
the same,
it's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah.
I usually am attracted to goofy, nerdy guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, I mean, I keep hearing women, you know, it's like, oh, he makes me laugh. He can make me laugh. So, yeah, I guess the humor is important.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. Who wants to just be bored to not laugh at all, you know? Laughing
yeah.
is it keeps you young, you know, yeah, and on your feet.
Yeah.
So I like to laugh.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
I make other people laugh. They need to be able to make me laugh, damn it.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Yeah. Speaking of laughing, though, mm-hmm. I finally watched New Girl. Have you heard of that TV show yet?
No, not New Girl. No,
New Girl. Really good.
Really?
Yeah. It's with that actress Zoe, and I can never, ever pronounce her last name. Mm-hmm. Zoe Deschanel or something. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, she's gorgeous. She's this funny, goofy, quirky girl. And it's the show's called New Girl. They've only had one episode out so far, but it's kind of, you know, she ends up finding out her boyfriend just cheated on her, so she searches Craigslist, finds new roommates,
uh-huh.
and so now she's living with three guys. It's her and three guys, and it just kind of, I guess, is, you know, their journey becoming a family together, and it's really funny and quirky, and it's just a good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Sounds like Three's Company or something.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a modern Three's Company. A little bit.
Yeah.
But three guys and a girl. I love
right.
it.
And the guys are all straight?
Well, so far they appear to be, but I think one of them might come out eventually in the season.
Okay.
There's a possibility one of them is actually gay, in my opinion, based on how he's playing his character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently this actor who's the star of the new Playboy Club show... He just came out.
Oh, the TV show, yeah.
Yeah, and this guy plays like Hugh Hefner, you know, and you know
that
who's
show
supposed
looks really
to be
cool.
like a real cocksman, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the women and stuff, and he came out. And
came out that he was gay.
Yeah, that he was gay, and apparently he's been acting for 14 years and living this lie all this time, you know.
Really?
So he figured that now it's a time to come out since he's. You know, he's more famous and everything now, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
what channel is that one on? New Girl's on Fox,
yeah.
by the way.
Oh.
But what channels? Do you know? Playboy?
No, I don't. I think it's ABC, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Why doesn't it say so?
I'm impressed this season. Lots of new, like, good new shows.
Yeah, there are some good shows.
And The Office. I mentioned The Office yesterday because I didn't know, like, that's one of my favorite shows, but I didn't know when the season was starting. And that one just started back up again.
Wow.
This past week. So I catched up on that one, but it might be just Steve Carell is no longer on it. I'm kind of it's going to be tough for it to be the same, honestly, for me at least.
Yeah. The actor's name is Sean Marr, by the way. So,
okay.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to know and pursue this.
Any guys, right?
Yeah.
Because girls were out of luck. He may be hot, but he is not interested in us.
So I wanted to bring up the have you been following the Michael Jackson trial thing at all, the Conrad trial?
Not much.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that the doctor is now being the case is starting, right?
Right.
Fill me in here.
Yeah. No, it is starting. It started this week. And, you know, both the prosecution and the defense are shown, are given their cases and stuff. And we'll see how it's going to happen. But, you know, a lot of stuff comes out now. There's like a phone call for Michael Jackson. I don't know who he was calling, but maybe the doctor or something. They had some voicemail. And he sounded awful. He sounded terrible.
Michael
you know?
Jackson.
Yeah, like he was slurring. And
So he was saying,
drugs, you know. He was under the influence of something. And
what was he even saying, though? What was the topic?
You could barely understand it. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they had like the subtitles on TV, but I didn't really watch. I just caught a bit of it, and it sounded like a man in trouble, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely... I hope they do. I doubt they are, but I hope they follow this... I mean, make the cases live. The court, you know...
It is going to
be live.
It's on HLN, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Already, yeah. So, yeah, you can watch this if you want. I kind of wanted to follow... I followed the OJ trial every day when that was
really?
Out, you know?
It gets so serious, right?
Yeah.
You really start to believe that you're in this... You know, you are a part of this jury.
Right, exactly.
I love this.
And so, apparently, he's being charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
But Nancy Grace now says that she thinks he's undercharged and should be charged with murder one, you know?
Really?
Yeah. And
wait, who's saying this?
Nancy Grace, you know, the...
okay.
Yeah, the one that's on Dancing with the Stars now, who is like...
Wow.
Who, she brought the Casey Anthony out in the open. pretty much, because nobody's really heard of it until Nancy Grace brought it.
Right.
Yeah, brought it up and stuff. So, so she thinks he should be, you know, she says that murder one, it's confusing, but it's a it's an intent to commit the act, not to kill. So.
But how, the thing is, like, how is she gonna, how do you prove that this guy, the doctor, really was trying, I mean,
yeah, to kill him.
Yeah, there. Yeah. I mean, I'm really curious of how they're gonna get evidence on that, or what, you know, what's gonna be their reasoning or.
Right. Yeah.
Accusation.
No, I don't think there's murder in this case at all, but I really do think that he's gonna be found guilty.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I mean, he, you know, you don't prescribe those things to people outside of the operation room, you know, the operating room, and you know, you don't let people. Take, like, you know, I mean, he's not even an anesthesiologist.
Right. I hear you, but it's, yeah. At the same time, it's like doctors are practicing doctors, and for the most part, they make their best judgment. But also, this is not just a normal situation. He was not just treating any person. He was treating Michael Jackson.
Right.
And who knows, you know, Michael Jackson being the billionaire he is,
right,
and so famous, what Michael Jackson wanted, you know? Like, whatever,
right,
Michael Jackson wants, you give to him.
Yeah, and, except when you're a doctor, you know? I mean, you have a lot of responsibility, you
sure.
know? I think you agree to practice in a certain way. And obviously, this was not the right thing to do. You know, it caused him to die. But what they're saying is, the defense is saying that he left the room where Michael Jackson was for about 45 minutes, and when he came back, you know, Michael had the substance in his body.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe that Michael actually administered it and killed himself, sort of a thing.
Oh, see, that's another thing. Like, there are so many possibilities.
Right.
And also, how do you truly know that it was... this could have been a build-up. Like, Michael Jackson has kind of been... He's been doing all kinds of crazy prescriptions and drugs for a long... Not bad drugs, but necessarily. But, you know, just like, he's been on so many different meds for years now.
Right.
I mean, they've documented that. That's been everywhere. You know, we all know... just to keep him going,
right,
moving and stuff and being motor. But so, like, how do you really know it's just this one thing that really led to the death? I mean, it certainly helped it, you know,
yeah,
but I don't know. It gets me a little uneasy. I'm definitely going to follow the case, though.
Yeah. It's interesting to know what the hell's going to go on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Oh, Michael.
So, yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll watch some of the trial today.
Yeah, is it on today?
Yeah, it's on every day.
Oh my God, okay, I need to look this stuff up. I'm so naive. I need to check it out.
That's okay. Well, now that you're on the radio, yeah.
you can fill me in. Just fill me in with it.
Yeah. So.
I just want to hear the doctor talk. I really want to hear what he has to say.
Right. Except he may not testify. You know, you never know. Yeah.
Like, Casey Anthony never really said much. You know, she kept her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Which can be a smart thing. Like, I think I would, too. Because, I mean, God only knows what comes out of your mouth. You
know?
It's
you're
like,
in trouble anyway.
Jesus.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Now, in other news, I guess this man was caught, charged in a plot to bomb the Pentagon using a model airplane.
What?
Yeah. And this is some, you know, big-ass airplane that I'm looking at here. It costs like $6,000. For this model airplane. But what he was caught doing is planning to put explosives on the model airplane and fly it over the Pentagon and some other government buildings.
What?
And, yeah.
9/11 all over again. Jesus.
Yeah, you know. And but luckily they caught the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's accused of pledging jihad against the United States. So, and apparently he's a U.S. citizen, too, from Massachusetts.
Really? How random. You've got to wonder what goes through these people's heads.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what is his, why is he doing this?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we have a lot of enemies now.
He's young, too. 26 years old.
26 years old.
Weird.
I mean, yeah. Got a physics degree. And, I don't understand how he was going to do this, but
he is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Apparently, there's a way to work it, yeah. Because some model airplanes are like really sophisticated. I mean, for $6,500,
yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Weird. Yeah. Well, it's a lot, but I don't know, for somebody who's loony and so passionate about destroying other people's lives, you know, it's a small investment. But it's like, what are you thinking? Do you actually think you're not going to get caught?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, maybe. You never know. You know, I mean, the thing is, maybe someone telltaled on him because...
Of course.
It's like, how do you find out about these people, you know?
Well, I mean, how do you not in a way, though, like he's building or, you know, he's got this gigantic plane thing, you know? I mean, it's not at all suspicious. Not at all. Come on. What are you going to do with this thing, you know? What is he trying to do?
No, well, people do have model airplanes, you know, that are pretty big and fast.
Sure, but it would raise some questions for me. I'm sure he's a little fishy.
But the amazing thing is that they find them in the first place, you know, before they commit the crime. And that's amazing. And, you know,
thankfully,
that's intelligence work, yeah.
Thank goodness. So where is he now, in jail?
Probably. Yeah.
He better be.
I'm sure, yeah. They're not going to let him walk around.
He's at Starbucks chilling. Chilling out. Nah. Oh, man.
So people try to do all kinds of crazy things, you know? I mean, you want to talk about crazy things? Check this out, this headline.
I love crazy.
Severed heads were found near Mexican primary school.
Seven what?
Severed.
Oh, severed.
Severed heads.
Okay.
People's heads.
That's
were found
disgusting.
In a bag.
What? You're joking.
No. This is
just like
Mexico.
Chopped off heads.
Chopped off heads.
Humans.
Yes.
Not animal heads.
Not animals. Humans. Five of them were found near an elementary school in Acapulco.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And apparently this is because I guess those drug gangs are trying to get schools to give them part of their money.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, like protection
schools don't
money.
Even have that much money. Yeah. It's like, come on, you're gonna. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they had money, like, you should not be cutting people's heads off. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
But they're
crazy.
Trying to scare them off. Yeah. And
gangs are messed up. I mean, whew.
Yeah. And especially in Mexico, man, they're ruthless, you know, when it comes to the drug cartels and shit.
Oh, are you kidding? Trust me, I know. Even where I grew up, like, I grew up in a pretty harsh area. Like, what I think the gang is called MS-13. It's scattered throughout different areas, but
we talked to someone. We had a book about this here, and we talked to the author. That's an interesting thing. You brought it up. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, I mean, I don't know too much about it. I just know, like, I went to a high school where I was, like, the only white girl. Or, you know.
Really?
And there were some gangs involved in the school. But, you know, things always happened. And MS-13 was in our neighborhood. And I was always scared and terrified. And there was once, actually, I went... one of my friends in a Spanish class ended up getting shot outside of our school and killed.
Wow.
So that was, you know, pretty sad.
That was high school?
High school, yeah. I think I was in 10th or 11th grade. Yeah. Oh. He was like my Spanish buddy in Spanish class.
Yeah.
Sat in front of me and helped me because he was actually Spanish. So it helped me, you know, learn. I never understood that you're Spanish taking a Spanish class. Screw you. You're going to get an A. Easy A. But yeah, he ended up getting shot by a gang.
Wow.
So, gangs are brutal, and it's over, like, just kind of petty stuff, you know? A lot of it's, like, just controlling or, you know, property, owning certain things, or just silly stuff.
Yeah.
But MS-13, that's the only one that I'm really familiar with.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know, but to do this near a school, you know, I mean.
No, there's no reason there is no logic behind cutting people's heads off. I mean, there is just, that is just not cool.
Yeah.
That sounds dirty. Yeah. Not cool. No, I mean, that's just disgusting sick and horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? Can you imagine seeing these heads? Like, I would be scarred for life.
Yeah.
Seeing just a bunch of chopped off heads. I don't know, it'd creep me out. Do you ever remember, like, I don't know when this was, like 10 years ago at least, when in, like, on the East Coast side there was a sniper and he was kind of bouncing from different states.
Yes, Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah, well, a few different states, but yeah, a lot in Washington, D.C. and in Maryland, I was. Like, at gas stations from, you know, couple thousand feet, you know.
Right, and he had that boy with him too.
Yeah, and he would just
guy and a boy.
Yeah, and he would. That. Yeah, they would just shoot people, random people, like at a gas station. So I'd always watch the news, and they would tell us, you know, be very cautious, obviously. Like, I would not want to leave my house. But they said, when you leave your house, like, walk in zigzags.
Oh, really?
don't walk straight. So, seriously, for, like, a few weeks, like, maybe a month, like, I was, I looked like a retard. I'm like, anywhere I went, I was, like, moving around, like, I had Tourette's, and I'm, like, walking in zigzags.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, if this guy's got his eyes on me, he is not getting me. I'm making it pretty hard for him to aim at me.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone
That's
was that. You would
shit.
Have died walking down the streets of D.C. or anywhere in Maryland.
I know.
Everyone was like walking back and forth, kind of doing dancing.
Dancing in
yeah.
the streets.
Just in case. Because you just don't know where that guy was.
Yeah.
But he ended up getting found or caught.
Yeah, but Mexico is so lawless, you know? I mean, there's just like a lot of bribes going on.
That's just brutal. That sounds like a horror movie. I mean, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie with Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino?
No, I've never seen that one.
You're missing out. You need to watch it.
Really?
But the only reason why I bring it up is because it's very gang-related. And I don't know, if you like, you don't like crazy movies. It's pretty crazy.
Well, it depends how crazy.
But it's crazy, but I mean, it's good. It's just so good.
No, I do like crazy. I don't like weird. Like,
Yeah, it's not weird.
The Tim Burton stuff is weird.
It's sad, though. It's completely realistic.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a lot of gangs, and it's just it's a pretty emotional movie.
Yeah.
But I recommend checking it out. The really cool thing about it also is that, you know, Clint Eastwood had real actors from kind of like those real lifestyles or that kind of came from that kind of territory in it. So they weren't even like actors that have been around for years and had experience. A lot of them were newbies that were familiar with that lifestyle.
Wow.
So you really even more so got a feeling. It was just, it's so real.
Right.
So real, it's scary.
Yeah.
I was bawling my ass off.
Really?
Yeah. Good one, though. I really recommend it.
Wow. Because it didn't get such great reviews when it came out. You
really?
Know? I mean, some people said it wasn't great, but if you say it's good, maybe it's worth watching.
It was great.
Yeah.
Better than good. Great.
Do you have like an all-time favorite movie?
No, that's tough for me, honestly. First of all, I do love Clint Eastwood, though. Like, all of his stuff, and I can't even... I'm having a brain fart, but an old movie that him and Kate Winslet were in, I think it's something like Bridges of Madison something.
Kate Winslet? No, that was...
No!
The Bridges over Madison County was with him and Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, you're right. Oh,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
right. Exactly, yes. Yeah. That's
one
of my favorites.
Who was the other one you mentioned? Who did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was Kate Winslet, but I'm a huge fan of hers, too.
Yeah, but she was too young back then.
Oh, yeah. It was not her.
This movie.
I do love a lot of her stuff, too, though. Her and Meryl Streep are, like, my idols. But
really?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies, The Bridges of Madison County with Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Really great movie.
Yeah, that book was, like, a sensation for years before it became a movie. It was huge.
And the movie lived up to it completely, too.
Yeah, the movie was pretty good,
Great.
I know.
How about you? Do you have a favorite movie? Any recommendations?
My favorite probably is, that's the one I always bring up, is The Matrix. Did you ever see The Matrix?
I did.
Yeah. It's got so many messages and things to think about, philosophy and religion and, you know, and things like that. So it's really, you know, I don't really view it as much as a science fiction movie. It's just sort of like commentary on society and things
Sure.
like that. No,
that was a great movie.
So
I liked it.
It's really cool, and it brought some things that we had never seen before.
Sure.
So, you know, it was really like, you know, revolutionary in its way when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even see it in the beginning. Because, you know, to me it's like science fiction. I don't know if I want to get into that. But then when I watched it, I mean, the first, it grabs you from the beginning.
It does.
Right.
No, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Really good.
But I'm not that much into dramas, so I can't think of anything.
All of my favorites are dramas. Did you ever see Inception, though? That sounds like something you'd like.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I saw Inception. I have the DVD, but you know what? We watched it like in three different times. So, but that movie, you got to watch the whole thing at once because there's so much going on, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm going to watch it again and sit through the whole thing. It's hard for me to sit through movies these days, you know?
Me too. I'm always doing 10 things at once.
Yeah, you know, it's like really...
get antsy.
You know, yeah, I don't really feel like going to the theater anymore because they charge you $15 a ticket.
I know.
And, You know, so, and then when you watch it at home,
there's so many other ways, though, to get it. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I know, when I watch at home, I always am on my computer, too, so it's like I'm missing every other scene. It's ridiculous. Inception was weird, though. Like, when that came out, like, it was the rave. Everyone was talking about it. Mm-hmm. I did not care for it. I mean, visually, it was stunning and very unique and creative.
Right.
Never, you know, can't really compare it to any other movie. Right. But the story itself, like, okay, dream within a dream within a dream, blah, blah, blah. And at
it's
the end,
to
the topple. Right. Well, I just thought, you know, it's really not that amazing. I just didn't really.
Maybe you didn't get it, you know. I don't know.
Got it, Sam. I swear. I got it. I just wasn't impressed, okay?
Okay, excuse me.
Anyway, this is really random, but I have to say this because, and I'm like probably 1, 2, 3 months too late, but this whole taking pictures planking while you're planking.
Yes.
I love that.
I post a lot of these pictures on Facebook.
You are kidding
me. They're the funniest thing ever.
Why?
I mean, I don't get it. People plank everywhere, you know?
Why? I don't get it. It's so dumb.
I mean, there's no reason for it. That's why it's funny.
Okay,
and
I get
that's
it.
Why it's dumb, you know?
Okay, okay,
just,
so
yeah.
They do it because it's stupid, basically.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. For those who don't know what planking is like lying down on your stomach. You're
like a workout, you know, working out your core in a way.
Yeah, your hands to the side of you, so you look like a plank, and then you do it over weird things. You know, you can do it on the ground, on a car,
yeah,
between, you know, chairs, whatever. I mean, people do it everywhere. You
yeah,
know?
I just, so I never get it. I got it. I just didn't understand. I thought, you know, well, because it first slowly started. You see people randomly putting up hot bikini pictures of them planking. I'm like, okay, you're just begging for attention right now.
Yeah.
And then you start to see guys doing it. And then you see people just doing it on random things like a garbage can or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, as long as we're doing it because it's stupid and we're just getting laughs out of it.
Uh-huh.
But really, it's just... I just didn't understand.
No, it's pointless. Like, it's about the pictures and them being funny, you know?
I guess. Okay. Well, it's stupid funny.
It's funny because it looks like the people are sleeping, you know? It's
I
like,
guess. It's just so weird to me. Who thinks of that, though? Like, I'm going to do a plank on a trash can or on a, you know, on the top of a roof. It's just so weird to me. But I guess I should probably do one. You know, I need to just do one.
I know. That's true, huh?
See how it feels. I have to fit in, man. Right?
I know.
I'm
I think
late,
it's
though.
Funny. I can imagine myself doing that.
I know.
Yeah, that would be funny. I know. I should do that, huh?
You should.
We should do planking.
We need
I'll
to do
find
a plank.
Like really original places.
Yeah,
to
let's
plank.
Do it, man. Post them on our Facebook. Sam and Steph in the Morning.
Yeah.
Facebook House Plus.
Yes, everybody. Don't forget our page on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's growing slowly, but it's growing. Hey,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we've been on, what, 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
Officially.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. Yeah,
yeah,
the page has only been up for 3 days. I just started it on
nice.
Monday, I think. Yeah.
We're moving.
Yeah, we're moving.
Five
and
friends,
you guys want to catch some things. I mean, if you didn't catch yesterday's show, we were getting into penis size. And,
oh, my gosh.
What else? And boob size and everything.
Oh, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I have to listen to it. I don't know if I should, though.
It's funny. Do you ever listen to yourself on the show?
I listened to, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I definitely have.
Because it's different when you listen to it than when you do it.
Yeah, I
right?
have to say, I've got a really sexy voice. I'm just
if
kidding.
You do say so yourself. Huh?
I'm just kidding. But I have, just because, like, this is very new for me, too, you
uh-huh.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, I come from an acting background, but radio, you know, I started yeah. just this past year, I did my first, like, hosting type job. So
right.
doing radio is different, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard to
no,
get me to
true.
Shut up. So
yeah,
it kind
that's
of is
true.
Perfect.
That's true. But, you know,
it's true
sometimes,
that it's hard to get me to shut up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. But, you know, I mean, sometimes when I listen to it, I kind of cringe, you know, because I can hear things or see things that other people can't, you know.
Oh, sure.
And you just try to be perfect, you know.
Oh, of course.
But you know, I mean, the nice thing
Look,
about it is that it's never taken a lot of effort for me.
Sure.
Since
we're
beginning.
Human,
yeah.
though. You know, it's like we say things wrong. Or for
yeah.
me, it's like I always pronounce things wrong. Or, you know, when you're talking fast, you might not be... have perfect grammar.
Yeah.
Forgive
exactly.
me, people, okay?
Not
Forgive
only
me.
That, but when you're in front of the mic, people, can, you know, I mean, obviously everything that you say and every noise that you make, people can hear, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you start talking, I mean, when you have a conversation with someone on the street or something, you can mess up and it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the radio, it's a whole different thing,
That's
you know?
That's true.
You really have to be careful and
it's
polish
true.
Up and stuff, you know?
I know.
So,
I make a lot of noise effects.
No, actually, this is pretty good. So people come here, they bang on everything.
Right, exactly.
So that's funny. So listen, before we leave, why don't you tease the guest we're going to have tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell us who we're going to have tomorrow here?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Everyone needs to tune in. Tomorrow I have a very special friend. Her name's Bethany Ruck, and she has a company called Overcoming Sexual Abuse. You can actually look them up on Facebook now and just get an idea of what it's all about. The name's pretty self-explanatory, but we're going to talk to her just about the company and, you know, have her share some of her experiences and just, I don't know, pitch it out
I'm
there.
I'm sure she has a lot of stuff to tell us.
Oh, absolutely.
So we'll be listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.